Hey everyone, and welcome back to Random Thoughts with A. Today, we're diving into something super important, learning how to truly live for yourself. It sounds simple, right? But in a world constantly throwing expectations and pressures our way, it can feel like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops.
Absolutely. It's so easy to get caught up in the shoulds, what society, your family, your friends, even social media tells you that you should be doing. Before you know it, you're living a life that looks great on paper, but feels totally empty inside.
Exactly. I think most of us have been there at some point. I remember when I first started my career, I chose a path that everyone told me was safe and stable. It paid well, and my family was thrilled. But I was miserable. I felt like I was wearing someone else's skin.
That's a really common experience. So how did you break free from that? What was the turning point for you?
Honestly, it was a slow process. The first step was realizing that I was actually unhappy. I know it sounds obvious, but sometimes we're so good at ignoring our feelings that we don't even realize we're living a life out of alignment. I started journaling, spending time in nature, and really asking myself what I wanted, not what others wanted for me.
Self-reflection is huge. It's like turning on the headlights in a dark room. You can finally see where you're going. What were some of the key questions you asked yourself?
Things like, what truly brings me joy? What am I naturally good at? If I wasn't afraid of failing, what would I do? What are my core values? It was like peeling back layers of an onion, and some of those layers were pretty tough to get through.
That makes sense. It can be scary to confront those questions. What about the fear of disappointing others? That's a big one for a lot of people.
Oh, definitely. That was probably the hardest part. My family had certain expectations, and letting go of those felt like I was letting them down. But I realized that I couldn't live my life to please them at the expense of my own happiness. I had to have some honest and sometimes difficult conversations with them.
And how did those conversations go?
It wasn't easy at first. There were tears, some disagreements, but ultimately, they came to understand that I needed to follow my own path. They might not have fully understood it, but they supported me. And that's what really mattered.
That's such an important point. You don't need everyone's approval, but having support from the people you love makes a huge difference. So what advice would you give to someone who's feeling stuck, living a life that isn't truly their own?
Start small. You don't have to quit your job or end a relationship overnight. Begin by incorporating small things that bring you joy into your daily routine. Maybe it's reading a book, going for a walk, taking a class, or spending time with people who uplift you. And most importantly, be kind to yourself. This is a journey, not a race. There will be setbacks and moments of doubt, but don't give up on yourself.
I love that. It's about taking baby steps toward a more authentic life. And remember, it's okay to change your mind. What you want at 20 might be different at 30, 40, or 50. Life is about evolving and growing.
Absolutely. Living for yourself isn't selfish. It's about honoring your own unique gifts and potential. It's about creating a life that feels meaningful and fulfilling. And when you're living authentically, you're not only happier, but you're also able to show up more fully for the people you love.
So true. By taking care of yourself, you're actually better equipped to care for others. It's a win-win.
Exactly. Thanks so much for sharing your insights today.
My pleasure.
And to our listeners, remember, you deserve to live a life that lights you up from the inside out. So go out there and start living for yourself. Until next time.